Next item is old business. Our first item of old business is conditional use number 1681 W. Edward Metz.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1681 for W. Edward Metz for a campground with boat and RV storage based on the record and for the following reasons. This application is for a campground with 172 campsites and 21 cabin sites. The site is located in a rural area and a low-density area under the comprehensive plan, and this recreational use is compatible with the location. A central water system and an on-site wastewater system is proposed to serve the project. The project, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Five, there is a need for this type of campground in Sussex County. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the campground shall occupy approximately 40 acres and have 172 designated campsites and 21 designated cabin sites consistent with the site plan submitted with the conditional use application. The campsites and cabin sites and other amenities shall be served by central on-site sewer and water as approved by DENREC and the Division of Water Resources and the Sussex County Engineering Department as applicable. The campsites shall be occupied seasonally only from April 1st to November 1st. A note confirming this shall be included on the final site plan. All campers and trailers occupying the campsite shall be movable, must be camping capable, and must have camping features. All roads will be gravel and meet Sussex County standards for campsites. Campsites for cabins shall be portable and on skids, which will be anchored and or strapped to the ground. The cabins will be no more than 400 square feet and will be 30 feet apart. The cabins will be for sleeping only with electric, window, or AC unit, small fridge, and microwave. All campsites will be a minimum of 2,400 square feet. Campground shall include a temporary portable office as indicated on the site plan. Amenities shall include a management center, small laundry facility, game room, bathhouse, playground, four pavilions, in-ground swimming pool, and a recreation field for a tennis court and basketball. In addition, a pond with vegetated buffer will be located and maintained with DENREC's approval on the campsite. The site will include security lighting throughout the facility and shall be shown on the final site plan. Stormwater management, erosion, and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with the applicable state and county requirements. One sign shall be located near the entrance of the campground, identifying the campground, and the size shall be no greater than 32 square feet. Sites shall be marked by numbers. In addition, the amenities shall be identified with signs on or near the facility. The campground shall be served by one entrance on the County Road 249, also known as Shingle Point Road, and the entrance shall be subject to an entrance permit approved by DLDOT. The site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission, the final site plan. That's my motion.
Question.
Sir.
The presentation included the area in the front of the campsite to be future 30 additional campsites and reference to RV storage and boat storage. Are you excluding that from the application?
That's why we're referencing the 40 acres. The additional 30 sites would be subject to a subsequent meeting.
So you'd have to, I mean, what I'm saying is, that are you going to require them to come back and reapply as a new public hearing, or would it be an amendment to the site plan? And if it is that's the case, you should make reference to the future 30.
I'll defer that to council.
I would say, I mean, they presented it as the future 30, so we kind of heard the some of the details on that. You know, it's really up to the commission's discretion whether you want, if it's in accordance with what they presented at the public hearing, whether you want to have another public hearing on this additional.
That's why I asked the question.
Yeah.
If you worded that there was the future 30 campsites would be subject to a revised site plan and approval by the commission, would cover that.
What about the boat storage?
Well, that's the other part of the question, the RV and boat storage.
Because as I recall, the RV and boat storage was more there for off-season.
Yeah, they weren't really showing, they really didn't show us anything other than an area. They didn't show us how it would be laid out. If they were going to use campsites, then we would have to have a layout anyway, and they didn't show us any.
Well, I think the way to do it is if they were going to add any additional campsites, that would be through a revised site plan, and they should clarify where the RV and boat storage would be on the final
site. On
the final site plan for this one, okay. But that should be part of the motion, I would think.
Yeah.
Where would you add that, and where would you word it?
I think just add it.
I would add it at number...
The last
one. Last one, that the RV and boat storage shall be shown on the final site plan. And that, given the initial presentation of the additional units, that they will be brought before the commission as a revised site plan for our approval.
And you should reference the 30, because that's what they asked for.
For the 30.
Okay.
Thank you.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1681. W. Edward Metz, for the reasons and with the stipulation stated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.